How safe are Google's driverless cars?
Google's driverless cars are cars that can drive themselves. Tests so far have been extremely positive, with prototypes driving over 600,000 kilometres without incident. But just how safe are they?
The cars use sophisticated computer technology. As part of this, 64 rotating laser beams create a 3D model of the surrounding environment. Preloaded maps tell the system where fixed objects are, traffic lights, telephone poles, etc., and the laser beams fill in the landscape with moving objects, such as people and cars.
There are lots of advantages to driverless cars. While you're in the car, you can read, watch TV, make calls on your mobile phone, or even go to sleep. And it won't matter whether you're underage, overage, or drunk, because the car does all the driving. Driverless cars can also solve parking problems, as they could drop you off, then park far away where space isn't a problem, then return later to pick you up.
One of the principal benefits is that they'll improve road safety. In America alone, over 30,000 people are killed every year in automobile accidents. Driverless cars are much better at keeping a safe distance between vehicles. They're also good at braking. In one test, a driverless car driving at 40 miles per hour could stop within 9 feet of an object in an emergency. The average human who is paying attention can only do it within 12 feet. So, if someone stepped out in front of a driverless car at 10 feet, they'd be uninjured, which wouldn't be the case if they stepped out in front of an ordinary car.
So, what about the future of driverless cars? In June 2011, the US state of Nevada passed a law allowing autonomous cars. And the first license for a driverless car, a Toyota Prius modified with Google's driverless technology, was issued in May 2012. In April 2012, Florida became the second state to allow driverless cars on public roads, and California joined them in September 2012.
However, not everyone is convinced. What would happen if one of the cars killed a human? Who would be responsible? And what about cybersecurity? A car's computer could be hacked. For many, there are still quite a few issues to resolve.
Are you ready to hand over the controls?